Paul Joyce is joining us. Morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Andrew, and what a lovely morning it is in Sydney as we venture out to Rose Hill for racing on a good track, terrific card, and hopefully a bit of value with a couple of good things as well.
Yeah, let's hope so. Those stakes races are enormous today, but there's plenty of other interest in those early ones as well. Markets, Andrew Hurley from TAB's going to help us. Morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Andrew Bensley and Paul Joyce. Yeah, a very competitive day's racing. A few shorties later on, but plenty of value away from those favourites and early in the card particularly.
Righto, well, let's help our listeners with a few of these movers. What's happening in the TAB Highway?
Yeah, Gem Dealer is the favourite. It's been well back this morning, $4.20 into $3.50. Now, Autumn Ridge opened up at $7.50, got out to $9.50 around about half an hour ago. It's now into $7. So, it's top two in the market, well supported. $7 to $8 for Chapeau's, Carillon, $9 to $8.50, back to $9. A little bit of a tickle for Nothing Like Harry, $13 into $10. Nothing else has really changed in the market.
Look, speed in the race is interesting. On paper, there's not a lot, but it tends to unfold that these highways are still running a solid clip. The obvious runners going forward, Storm Attack, Jumper League may go forward today, I expect. Autumn Ridge will be up there somewhere. And Nothing Like Harry tends to get up and put himself in the action. I've got 9462 with the favourite Gem Dealer. She'll need a bit of luck from the gate, and the map's not perfect for her, but her first up run over the 1100 at Randwick was spot on for a race like this, the 1400 second up. She's definitely got the class. She's gone around in a Group 3 race previously, and she should be too good for them. She'll just need a couple of things to fall her way. So the $3.50, pretty much spot on, I reckon. Number 4, Carillon. He could be the big improver. First up run at Tamworth in the Tamworth Rush. He got back on the fence, buried away. Only poked through late, and he did blow them away to win a highway here back in November before going for his spell. The 6, Harmes, you'll see 8 to 14 in the form guide there at Taree, but don't let that put you off. He was badly hampered by a riderless horse. He'd drawn 13 of 14, so he was back last, and I'm sure he'll improve sharply second up today. He's another horse that's won a highway previously. And the 2, Nothing Like Harry. He's been a bit hot and cold throughout his career, but his recent trial at Wagga was very good. And Brodie Loy, since he's come back, he's just knocking up riding winners. So don't be surprised if Nothing Like Harry sprints well today. 9, 4, 6, and 2.
Yeah, plenty of interest there on the TAB Highway as normal. Race 2, the Everest Carnival, it all officially launches off this time next week with the Colgate Optic George Main. That'll be the start of a terrific couple of months under the ATC banner. What's happening in race 2?
Number 6, Shock Alert for Nash Rewilla and the very much in form Bjorn Baker. Well, both of those are two very much in
both
form.
Of them. Yeah.
250 to 280, Shock Alert. Humboldt Current, 420, no change. 750 into 550 for Love is Silly. Lelude, $6 to $7. Perfect rhyme, no change from $9. 9 to 10 for Lady Cuvier. $26, Coglier. Private Ben, 26 and 51 into 41 for All Tiara. So a favourite there. $2.80, probably best backed runner. Here's the toppy. Love is Silly, $7.50 into $5.50.
Yeah, speed here will come from Shock Alert, I expect. He'll roll forward, probably lead, although Perfect Rhyme has been leading at her recent efforts since joining the Matt Dale stable. So there you two on pace runners. Pirate Ben keeping them honest. Coglier never too far away. Hopefully enough pace for my top pick. Number 1, Love is Silly, 1, 7, 5, and 6. There's been a big go for him. He was nudging double figures 48 hours ago. He's now into $5.50. I think that's a good sign from the Chris Lee stable. Karen McAvoy to ride. Lovely barrier today. He drew 10 of 11 last start at Rose Hill, went a long way back, cut the corner and just never really got a crack at them. Finished 2 lengths behind Hogmanay, but was climbing all over heels and probably should have been right in the finish. You've only got to go back 5 starts and he put on 3 victories together there at Hawkesbury, Canterbury, then Warwick Farm. So he's a handy stayer and I think he's very well graded today off that good gate. Other chances, though, the 7 Humboldt Current. I'm keen to see him on a dry track today. The last 2 times I've seen him has been on the heavy, and he's been very competitive, but his stats would say he's better on dry, so I'm expecting that little bit of improvement from him today. The 5 Lady Cavalli interests me here at a bit of a price. So she's a Group 1 place getter, yet she's going to get in here with 54.5 after the claim in a benchmark 78. So second up out to the 1800, she should run well at odds. And the 6 Shock Alert, I can see why he's favourite. He looks as though he may get some on-pace favours. You've obviously got the informed stable, informed jockey. But at the end of the day, he hasn't won for over a year. And even though he's been racing well, I think he's lost that sort of winning knack. and maybe Nash can get the best out of him, but at $2.80, I just think he's under the odds. 1, 7, 5, and 6 for me in the second.
And, of course, Andrew Hurley, we've got the bonus bet offers on a great deal of these races today.
Yeah, we certainly have. Races 1 to 5, both at Rose Hill and Flemington. Place a win bet. If your horse runs second or third, you get a bonus bet back up to $50. And as I mentioned last week, you can now split that. So if you don't want to have $50 straight out, you can split it 2 25s, 4 times 12.50, etc.
Okay, and it's on races 1 to 5, and if you're in a venue, you get races 6 and 7 as well this afternoon.
Correct. It's very prominent on your tab app. You can't miss it.
Can't miss it, no, for sure, if you're in a venue. What's happening in race 3, the Highland Race Colours?
Eric Hanji's the favourite, $4 into $3.70. Adana, well, it opened up at $3.30 this morning, got out to $4, trims back into $3.80. $6.50 to $5.50 for Juventus. Oneness, $9 into $7. Another Baker runner there. Mapmaker, $7.50. to $8, $9.50 to $9, Angel of Heaven.
Yeah, a bit of speed in this race. I think Fabricator goes forward, Mapmaker has to work across, Dissolute will punch up, and Oneness will probably take a box seat. So you've got four of the 12 runners there working forward, which should generate enough tempo. And I'm tipping a roughie here to get over them late. Number 11, Zidane, 11, 5, 4, and 3. Now, Zidane, if you'd just go off his last run, you'd probably price him at about $21 here. He was safely held at the midweeks behind Cuba and Lifetime Quest. But it was one of those races that was totally on pace, dominated, and from a wide gate, Zidane just got back and never really got into the hunt. But his two prior runs to that over the shorter trips were very good. He was attacking the line. And if you go back last campaign to a 1,500 race at Rose Hill in this grade, he was only nosed out of a victory by Harmattan. And he carried 56 that day. He'll carry 52 today after the claim. So I think if Zidane can find that sort of form, he can certainly cause an upset here at the $21. Number 5, Irukandji, getting back on top of the ground is the key to him. His first up run was a real eye-catcher behind Prime Candidate, and then he just didn't go through the heavy track last start. So no surprise that punters are on to him today. The 4, Angel of Heaven. I'm still waiting. I'm just waiting and waiting for any betting moves for this mare. She's had two extremely quiet trials in preparation from this. She's a Group 3 place getter. Nashawilla booked to ride, and she's got great first up figures. But if the money doesn't come, I'll probably have to leave her out. But if there's any sort of support for her, I think you've got to respect it. And number 3, Mapmaker, on his favourite track, will roll forward, and he bounced back into winning form last start. So I'm back in the 11 each way at the big odds, 11, 5, 4, 3.
Good juicy each way in race 3. Race 4, the Rose Hill Bowling Club, Heart of Grace, not running anywhere in either of its races today. What's happening here?
De Beer is the favourite. Yeah, why not? $2.10 into $2. Costello, $5.50, no change. Castle Sant'Angelo, $5.50, no change. $8.50 to $9, Gayatri. Mrs. Madrid, $16 to $14. Won at big odds last start. We've got Nahul, and $19 to $21. $23s for Milsain. It's a bit of a quiet betting affair. And just as I say, the De Beer goes back out to that $2.10 change. A very, very little change in this market.
Yeah, there looks a solid pressure here. Castel Sant'Angelo, the leader. But De Beer will roll forward. Milshawn likes to lead. I don't think she'll be able to today, but she'd love to get there if she could. And Monsieur Sue probably just has to roll forward from the wide gate. And then you've got horses like Sayed who can go forward as well. So I think there'll be enough speed over the 2,400, maybe a mid-race move. I'm going 5, 3, 12, 11. I'm keen on Gayatri each way here at the 8.50. Thought it was a much better effort last start behind our candidate, who's a real progressive stayer. They gapped the rest of them, and she was ridden upside down. She went forward from a wide gate, whereas she's better ridden quietly, as she had been during her earlier stages of this prep. And two runs back, she was very unlucky behind Hogmanay when she got locked up in the straight. So I think she's certainly going well enough now, and she's a 2,400-metre horse. So I think this is the right race to back her each way today. Number 3, De Beer, he's just got to back up that Moonee Valley win last start, and he wins this. But the Valley can throw out some funny old results, and they're not the most reliable track to go off. But in saying that, he's lightly raced. He's building a good record. He's from the right stable. And if you're happy to take the $2.10, I couldn't say no. The 12, Mrs. Madrid, well, I don't think it was a fluke that last start went on a heavy track, and there's no reason she won't reproduce that effort on top of the ground today. And the 11, Castel Sant'Angelo, he's a one-paced, grinding type of stayer. But as you can see with his form, he doesn't tend to miss a top 3 or top 4 finish. So if you are playing the multis, he'll be very hard to get past late. 5, 3, 12 and 11 in the fourth.
Little bit of value there, the little bit of juicy, joicy value. Races 3 and 4. You always find something along the trail. Now we get to the big stakes races here. And, of course, Paul will be on air after races 5, 6, 7 and 8, giving you immediate analysis from the best in the business. So stay tuned to Sky Sports Radio for that. What's happening in the Dulcify?
Castelvecchio is the favourite, $2.80 to $3. 4 to $4.20, back to $4. A True Detective. Superium, $6.50 to $7.50. We've got Just Thinking at a quote of $8.50. That was the opening quote this morning. Superdar gets in from $10 to $9. $12 to $10 for Edison. $12 to $15 for Shadow Hero. And then go out to Reformist at a $23 quote. But Castelvecchio at $3. Don't know if the punters have necessarily shown their hand completely here for the first of our stakes races today.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, Hurls. The speed in this race is interesting, especially if you're a Castelvecchio fan, because there's not a lot of it. Just Thinking and Superium, they've both drawn out, so they'll have to roll forward, I would expect. So I heard there was a bit of a talk about Superium being ridden with cover. But from this scenario off that gate, I think it's the wrong time to try it. I think you're best just to roll forward and sit outside Just Thinking, because I think those two can control the race if they get there. And there's just not any other speed really on paper that you'd see pressing forward to challenge. So I've gone 4, 2, 8, and 1. I think Superium can win. I know he was a bit disappointing last Saturday, but that was a funny race. He had the big impost. There were a couple of real promising three-year-olds coming through the grades there, and Yayo Dash just got away with it out in front and kept going. But if you go off Superium's run prior in the up-and-coming stakes, where he beat True Detective home and lost on protest, I just can't get that big a gap in the market, because I thought Superium was probably going better through the line than True Detective. So I'm happy to gamble on him today on the backup with Robbie Dolan aboard. The two True Detective, well, if I like Superium, I've got to like True Detective. I'm banking on that up-and-coming form proving correct. Number 8, Edison also comes through the up-and-coming. He was the horse that had no luck in the run. He was tucked up in behind them and never got a real crack. So I think he's a chance at odds. And as for the one, Castelvecchio, on form, he looks the winner. But on the map, settling last, Rose Hill 1500, good track. I just think he's probably under the odds for a horse first up. So I'll put him in for 4, 4, 2, 8, 1.
4, 2, 8, and 1 from Paul in the Dulcify. Race number 6 is the next one, and I'm just getting a message through here from our good mate Glenn. You know Glenn Munsey.
Yeah, met him once or twice.
He's just quiet, let me know. Fella. Yeah, quiet. God of Thunder is now odds on in the last, which we'll get to, obviously. It's now into $1.95. So when the horse came out yesterday, Miss Fabulous, and it got a start, the punters were getting $3 for a few minutes, and it's now $1.95, the horse God of Thunder. We get to the legs of the Quaddy Hurls, and there's a big projected pool today on the Rose Hill Quaddy.
Yeah, it's a beauty today, 750,000. So yeah, there's a couple of shorties in there. You might want to stand them out. If there's a couple of rough results, it'll obviously pump it right up. All right, Exceedance, 220 this morning. Got to 210, it's back to 220. Bivouac, 440 into 420. Yes, 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 a 550, no change. Dawn Passage, 550 to 6. We then go out to Kubrick, 11 to 12. Prince Farwas, it's a Group 1 winner. You're getting $18. Obviously, it'll improve today, but still a nice price there. Hightail, 41 to 51, back to 41. And Moe's Crown, 101 to 71. This is a really, really good race. Exceedance, Bivouac, yes, yes, yes. Dawn Passage all have their supporters.
It sure is. It's a ripper of a run to the Rose. Speed-wise, it's interesting. I think Bivouac, blinkers off, will still go forward. I think Dawn Passage, from what I've seen of his recent trial, will be a lot closer to the action today. And Moe's Crown drawn out the roughie. I think he'll cross and probably try and lead. So there'll be enough speed here, I think, to bring them all into play late. And I've gone 4, 5, 2, and 3 with the 4 Exceedance clearly on top. Look, I'm convinced he's just better than these. Where he settles in the run depends on how he comes out of the gates. He can be a bit tardy out, which may dictate to Tommy Berry a touch of where he settles. But we can't argue with his turn of foot and his acceleration. And I think that's what stands him out above these other three-year-olds at this stage of the season. And I've just got to back on what I've seen of him now 3 times at the races. He's delivered every time. So I think he's reliable enough to take the short quote, $2.20. And I've got him on top of the 5. Dawn Passage, who no doubt is the quiet achiever in this field. He just keeps getting the job done. He was good in the Rosebud. He's trialled really well since. He's got a lovely gait, probably maps to get the best run of anything here. And if you like him, back him. The 2, yes, yes, yes. Just not sure how forward he is, but if he's ready to go, he'll obviously be extremely hard to beat. His trials haven't really given much away. And the three Bivouac, I'm not sure what to make of him. I thought he had his chance on the heavy track in the San Domenico. He got thumped by exceedance. Blinkers off, dry track, losing that fitness edge that he had on his rivals. I'm throwing him in for fourth because he's the sort of horse that could bounce back, but my gut tells me he probably won't. So I'm going 4, 5, 2, and 3.
Been plenty of discussion about if exceedance was to win here and then maybe win the Golden Rose, would they be looking at an Everest? But I don't know. I'm hearing mixed views. Have you got any thought, Paul?
I think it'd be a big ask. I think it'd be a big ask to win this, win a Golden Rose, then come back to 1,200 because he seems to me the horse that once he hits 1,400, you'd want to keep him going in distance rather than come back.
Yep.
So that would be the issue, I think. But Team Hawks will work with that, but that's the issue I see.
Got to get through the next couple of races, obviously, first. All right, so 4, 5, 2, and 3 from Paul in the run to the Rose. The Theo Marx Invincibella came out this morning on... it came out of this race a couple of days ago. What's happening here?
Yeah, just quickly, with the Golden Rose, a bit of $1,500 at $11, just taken on Dawn Passage. So obviously, if it wins today, it's going to tighten up. Arcadia Queen, most interesting runner on the program, you'd suggest, a 195. Trope, 480, no change. Baller, 750 to 8. Zusane opened up at $14 this morning. It's into 11. Gemsong, 13 to 14. $18 for El Dorado Dreaming. Thomas Melbourne, now it's $19. 390 place. Volpe Veleche, a 26, no change. 26, no change, redouble. 34 to 41, did touch 51 for Deploy.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting speed map here, guys. Deploy should lead. Then you've got the likes of Baller, who jumps very quickly, Zusane, and from out wide, I think Tom Melbourne has to go forward. Arcadia Queen, that's the big question. Where will she get to? I've mapped her probably fifth or sixth on the fence with a bit of space around her. So I think that inside gate's not a concern to me. 6.11.82, I'm with the favourite Arcadia Queen. I think on what she's done, you've just got to believe. She's a Group 1 winner at her first prep, and she won it by 4.5 lengths. I know it's in Western Australia, and you're probably fair to say that form's not as strong as the Eastern Seaboard, and that's probably correct. But you just can't knock what she has achieved in one campaign. And the way she's been trialling for Chris Waller, the way she looks physically, I know it's short, taking virtually even money, but look, I just think she's better than these, and she's on an Everest path, so she needs to come out and win this today. Number 11 Trophy's a real threat. His racing pattern plays against him. I've got a soft spot for him as a horse. I think he'll win a Group 1 at some stage of his career, but maybe today this race just doesn't shape perfectly for him, and he'll probably have another flashing light on him. Number 8 Gemsong, I think he's the knockout chance at good odds. He won well first up last prep. He's got great first up figures, loves good tracks, and he'll probably camp sort of further back than Arcadia Queen and try and swoop down the outside late. And number 2, Zusane. Well, he's had a few chances, Zusane, but when you go through his overall form, 3 Group 1 second, it's pretty hard to knock, and he gets in quite well here, I think, first up. So I'll go 6, 11, 8 and 2 in the Theo Marx.
And we were talking about it earlier. Duff got a message from Tom Melbourne, direct message, saying that if I can run 1, 2 to Arcadia Queen, Chris is going to give us a bubble bath tomorrow, so we're really hoping that Tommy can really squeeze a good second out if the favourite wins there, Paul.
Yeah, no, I saw that going around. I think it's a bit ambitious myself. I think Tommy's had his chance, but we'll see. We'll see. I wouldn't begrudge him if he ran second.
No, exactly. As Hurls has mentioned, he's always good value of the place. The Schweppes Scirocco, this was the race Invincibella came out of this morning on Vet's Advice.
Yeah, deductions there, 7 by 8. Arcadia Coin, 17 by 13. Resin, 2 by 1 and 5 by 5 for Adenamira. Good race. And Champagne Cuddles, 360 to 370 is your favourite. Fasica, 460 to 480. 480 out to $5 for Mizzy. I am excited. 7 to 750. Now, Dyslexic, 9 into 750. 13 to 12, Pretty in Pink. Ready to Profit, 14 to 12. Has been a very good long price move here for River Racer. It was the last star winner at the Gold Coast. $34 this morning. It's now $17. It's won its last two. They say mares in form. Noir, 18 to 19 and 31 to 34. Back to 31, Alassio. And big news out of the race is River Racer, Harvey's quote.
It would normally like it a bit wetter, wouldn't it, Paul?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I suppose she'd like it a touch wetter, but I think she'd also like it a lot easier myself. Speed in this race here, I've got Alassio carving across the lead, ready to profit, punching along from the inside. Bazika right there. Mizzy not far away. Good speed here. This will be a terrific race. Great betting race. I've gone 3, 4, 14, 11. Gee, I'd rather back I Am Excited than River Racer here. I'm Excited knocked off Redzel at Wait for Age in the Victory Stakes at Brisbane last prep. That was a huge win. She loves good track. She loves Rose Hill. She loves the 1200. And they don't trial any better than she's been trialling. She moved up alongside Bazika in the recent trial at Warwick Farm and looked to be going better than Bazika. The only sticking point's probably the gate where she gets to, but there's plenty of speed on paper and Bossy's been trialling her. So I think Bossy will be extremely excited about this ride today, and I'm excited too because we're getting 750. Number four, Champagne Cuddle. She'll be in the right spot to win. She's very good first up. She's never missed a top three finish. She's certainly got this class about her. So she maps beautifully. The other two chances, well, there's more than two other chances. The 14 for Zika, on form, you couldn't think she could handle this grade first up. But when they're undefeated, you just don't know how good they are. And even though I thought to the eye I'm Excited trialled better than for Zika, she's still been trialling particularly well. And the 11 Dyslexic, well, you could sort of make the case of her beating Mizzy this time out because she was only two lengths behind Mizzy last start, gets a 3 kilo swing at the weights and a much better draw. So you'd sort of have Dyslexic perhaps finishing ahead of Mizzy, but not much between them. So I'm going 3, 4, 14, 11. Pretty keen on I'm Excited at the good odds.
Righto, we move to the last. There was a few scratchings came out of this. The most important one yesterday was obviously Miss Fabulous with an elevated temperature. It got God of Thunder into the race.
Yeah, she knows 3x3, the deduction there. Sweet Scandal and Catsby, both 5x5. Odds on favourite for the last is God of Thunder. Very impressive last start. 230 into a 195. Or to Royal, 480 to 550. November Man, 14 into $10 today. Star Boy, 10 to 11. 11 to 12, Beau Ideal. Legend of Condor is a $12 chance. Catch Me, for the Team Snowden and Karen McAvoy has attracted some interest this morning. $19 into 14. 14 out to 18. It's So Obvious. Spanish Dream, 26 and 41. Malahat is the outsider for the last.
Speed in this race, there's still a bit left. A lot of it's come out, but Star Boy will be ridden aggressively, I think. I think All Too Royal will definitely go forward today. Went back due to the barrier last start and it worked, but most of his form's on pace. Malahat not far away, So Obvious has speed. So there are your four speedsters now, and Spanish Dream won't be far off. So a genuine tempo in the last. I've gone 14, 1, 10 and 8. I'm a massive fan of this horse, God of Thunder, particularly since he's been gelded. He trialled well. His first up run was outstanding behind Royal Witness over the 1,000 at Kensington. And then at Rose Hill last start on the heavy track, he just annihilated his rivals. And that was in a benchmark 78. But Brenton Abdullah had not moved on him till about the 200-metre mark. So he was just much better than that grade. And so now he gets his chance in an 88, still on 53.5 kilos. You know, the gait, not even a problem with all of these scratching. So, look, he does look a good thing. I think $1.95 is probably where he'll bottom out because there are some other sort of hopes in the race. We'll start with the one All Too Royal. I mean, you've got to give him a genuine chance. His first up win on the Kenzo just blew them away from a tricky gate. He's won 7 from 13. He's won twice here at Rose Hill, and he loves good tracks. So I sort of don't think that market will get too soft on him because you'd almost have to save on him if it did. Number 10, the Star Boy. Trial win, it's going terrific. Obviously, he's got his slot in the Kosciuszko now, but he's a real 1,100 specialist. 5 starts at the trip. He's never missed a top two finish. So out in front, 1,100 Rose Hill, a good spot to be. And the 8 Legend of Condor wasn't too far behind All Too Royal first up on the Kenzo and never got a crack at them. So I don't think the market will go too soft on him either, which is why I think the $1.95 is pretty much where God of Thunder will bottom out. So I'm tipping 14, 1, 10 and 8 in the last.
Righto, so they're the tips. God of Thunder now, $1.95, as Hurls has mentioned with Tab. What's your best bet, Joycey, and your value?
My best bet's Exceedance, race 6, number 4. I think he's a very reliable horse if you're taking a short quote, so happy to do that. Race 6, number 4. And Zidane, race 3, number 11. If you want one at really big odds, have something each way there. I would think he's capable of causing a big upset. So race 3, number 11, Zidane, the best roughie.
Righto. And the quaddie, what have we found this morning?
Well, with 750,000 projected, we're certainly taking a ticket. And the first leg, we're going 4, 5 and 2. Second leg, we're going 6, 11 and 8. The third leg's where we're going wide here. 3, 4, 14, 11, 9 and 13. And in the last leg, we can afford to take numbers 14, 1 and 10. So 14, 1 and 10 in the last leg. And Andrew, for $20, we're getting well over our usual 10% today. So just fill the ticket in and take the overs. And hopefully we can get our way through this quaddy and find some value in the Scirocco Stakes, because I think that's where the big value may come today.
Beautiful. All right, well, we'll hear you after each of the stakes races for immediate analysis on those races, the Dulcifer, the Run to the Rose, the Theo, and the Scirocco. Great racing all day, and we'll hear from you right through them. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Always a pleasure. Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.